The tide is turning, ladies and gentlemen, across our beautiful country. People are slowly waking up and rising up against the insane net zero measures. First, we've had the ULEZ uprising in London and many other places. Oxford, people are protesting still. But now, this is about the pressure that we put, enough pressure on our local authorities. They are slowly making U-turns left, right, and center. Well, first is actually about giving credit to some good local councillors. This one is about Glastonbury. Yeah, the Glastonbury Council have come out. We have a video, it's a few minutes, a video of a session, local politicians and local activists confirming that Glastonbury will be blocking and rejecting the 15-minute cities idea, the 15-minute neighborhoods in the name of the environment and simplifying and streamlining your lives because the state would know how to run your life better than you. Let's go to this video. It's absolutely beautiful.
As far as this council is concerned, we're not doing 15-minute cities. Well, it means...
If they say that Glastonbury had to do it, would you fight it?
I think that Glastonbury would fight it, wouldn't it? Well, we represent the people of Glastonbury. If the people of Glastonbury don't want 15-minute cities, then we represent that, don't we? That's what we're here for.
Yes.
Right.
Hope so.
Well, if we don't, you know what to do next time there's an election, don't you? So, Sandy, would you like to speak now? I got it.
Thank you, and thank you. Well, Leela's covered a lot of what I was going to speak about, which is great because it leads me to look at the bigger picture. And yes, it's great that I couldn't find anything in Mendip District Council about 15-minute cities, but it's important that we know about them, and it's important that we know about the low emission zones that they want to implement in smaller towns. So what I'm just saying is, basically, this ideology isn't a grassroots. The whole 15-minute city ideology is not a grassroots initiative. It's actually a global initiative, and it was brought in by Boris Johnson, Michael Bloomberg, and Carlos Moreno in 2004. Under the C40 Cities International organization, which Sadiq Khan is now the chairman. Contrary to propaganda, it's not a grassroots initiative, yeah, I've said that, but a top-down global plan under UN Agenda 21-2030 to really roll out the 17 sustainable goals under net zero. I know that all the green people here are comfortable with net zero, but if you understood the longer-term implications of net zero, and I've given you all the absolute zero document, and I hope you'll read it, because that coloured bit shows you what is to be achieved by 2030, and that means no flying out of the UK, no ships out of the UK, no cars at all, and no, all wood burners to be ripped out of every home and every gas appliance to be ripped out of every home by 2025. Now, that is a government document, UK fires, absolute zero. And this is where we're heading for in net zero. We will literally be imprisoned on our own island. And this is what this top-down global control is all about. You think it's a green agenda to actually save the planet. It is not. It was implemented at the Earth Summit in 1992. By a bunch of oil billionaires, crooks. And all of you, bless you, are trying to save the planet, and you've been hoodwinked. I was in the Green Party in the 1990s. I left. I was a member of the Ecology Party. I left because it got taken over. It became a Trojan horse for the technocratic agenda that I'm talking about, Agenda 2030. And I tell you what, they planned this from the 1970s. It's a long-term agenda. And I would love to be able to give the give give all of you a presentation. I've been on this for 15 years, and I've been giving talks all over the world about this, via YouTube, everywhere, because I'm passionate about it. I've impoverished myself doing this. So I just want you to just hear me out. We're living now in what's known as a, well, what's coming is what's known as a zero trust world. So whether you know it or not, the digital ID is coming. Now, this is a big thing for everyone to understand. Digital ID is really the way the government will actually have all your data in one place. And they're bringing this in by December this year. This is really serious. And then they want the CBDCs after that, the central banking digital currencies. Now, this has got nothing to do with being green. It's big business. It's massive business, because underpinning this whole agenda are capitalist stakeholders. Now, this is what's worrying, is that this whole green agenda is based on top-down control of us, we the people. And unfortunately, people who literally glue themselves to buildings, bless them, they've got their best intention, our best intentions at heart. They're barking up the wrong tree. They're actually supporting the people who want to imprison us. Well, it's communitarianism, call it whatever you like. But either way, it's not anything about our rights and freedoms. It's about destroying our rights and freedoms. And you know, Ian, you're a butcher. Look down that list. By 2030, they want to get rid of meat and lamb and everything. You know, this is ludicrous. This is all being done without our consent. All of this is in place. And the zero trust world means that you will not be able to, they're getting rid of VPN. You will not be able to open your computer or any other, you won't be able to access your bank account, your health records, anything, or even go into a hospital without your digital ID. Your digital ID will be unlocked by your facial recognition, and in that process, you'll be data harvested. Your data will be harvested from all your digital ID. Every bit of your information will be on there. That is being sold to stakeholders on the blockchain by non-fungible tokens. I don't know if you understand all this, but this is actually your data is being sold on the blockchain, or it will be. And this is a form of currency. This form of currency they will be using is the CBDC, is from the CBDCs, from the central banking digital system. Every time you make a transaction, everything's recorded, tracked, and traced. And so they will know all your shopping habits, your health records, everything. All that is sold. So we are becoming a commodity. Us human beings will become a commodity. And that is what the whole global enslavement is about. And we have to be really careful, because it's all tied up with the 17 goals and it's implemented by the United Nations. If you think the United Nations are our friend, you are wrong. The United Nations and the World Economic Forum are working together, and there's a document on that table which proves that the government are working alongside the World Economic Forum, and they are bringing in drone technology which will be surveilling us from the air. In that document, a government document, it says they will have 900,000 drones flying in our skies by 2030.
They're already here.
Well, we know they're here, but we're not seeing 900,000 of them. But you know, this is a bigger picture that we have to look at. And what I would really welcome is if we could have, I mean, this, the people in this room are worried about it. They know about it. And you know, if the councillors aren't aware of this huge pernicious march of AI technology, then we need to talk about it. This is Glastonbury. We can action things that will go out to the whole world. And that is the most important thing, John, that whatever happens in Glastonbury reverberates around the whole world. You know that. I know that. We know that. We have to really take some sort of action and stop this absolute march of AI technology that is actually there to control us, enslave us, turn us into a commodity, and restrict our movement and turn us into a prison planet. Because the digital ID will actually stop you. It's like the Chinese social credit system. You will be stopped from doing things or saying things if your credit score isn't right. They will be literally, our whole currency will be run, because they're getting rid of cash, the currency will be run by your carbon credits, which has all been set up to trick you, basically, into not moving out of your smart city apartment, have everything delivered by drone, and to you to experience life through a virtual reality headset. That's all in the pipeline too. So we need to really work out where... Is this a world that we want our children to grow up in and our grandchildren? Please, can we have an open and honest debate about this and about your green policies? Because it's not green and it's not democratic and it is actually working against us. It will enslave us. Your green policies will enslave us. It, obviously, we all want a beautiful planet that isn't polluted. We can deal with that without the top-down control and the AI. And that's what we need to strive for, is a beautiful green planet, properly green, not astroturfed. And we must understand the whole thing with CO2 in this, because even I as a kid was taught that CO2 is the gas of life. It makes things grow. If you talk about net zero, it's zero you, it's zero me, it's zero plants, it's zero everything. And the carbon, CO2 rises from the sea, the most of it rises from the sea. It's not anthropogenic, it's not. And I want this to be looked at properly, because everything has been skewed by the IPCC, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, that was set up after the Earth Summit to actually skew all the data. And actually, it was all found out in ClimateGate 2009, look it up, where the 1,079 emails were hacked by an American, I think that's why Assange is in jail, but by the Americans, actually finding out that the Hadley Research Center and the University of East Anglia were actually lying about the climate data, which actually sent us into the whole climate change thing. So we need to, and also the Club of Rome have admitted that they've created climate change to make humanity the scapegoat and make us the enemy. And that's in the First Global Revolution, page 115, a very interesting Club of Rome document, which actually made up the bones of Agenda 21, which became Agenda 2030 in 2015, when it was endorsed by President Obama and the Pope in Rome. But anyway, that's all stuff that I've been doing for the last 15 years. I honestly have got all the background knowledge into it, and I really, really want this town to wake up so much. Yes. It's been... Thank you. Okay. I have to say, I did talk about this 10 years ago over my kitchen table with you, John, and you thought I was a conspiracy theorist. So please think again. It's happening. It's actually happening now. And it's right, it's coming at us like a railroad train. We need to do something, and do something now, about what's coming at us. Okay? Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity. Bye-bye.
As always, you're not going to get any of this from the mainstream media. Now, some would agree with some of the things that she said, as you might agree with some of the, you might disagree with some of the stuff that she said, but the overall message is important. And I think it's also important to discuss these ideas. You cannot shut down debate, but by shutting down debate by using the mainstream outlets or platforms, you're not actually closing it, you're taking it to the underground, and these things would get much worse. People need to wake up to the reality that free speech and free debate matters, even if you disagree with any idea that you're hearing from someone else. So we're going to continue to promote and anything that comes from across the country. So if you are in your local area, if you find out anything that happens in a local council or any local community group or any sort of a campaign or protest, let me know. Make sure to send us an email. I'm Maya TC, and we are the media.